Hey, podcast listeners, still standing on the sidelines when you could be getting paid to play? Well, all your favorite NBA and college basketball teams are in action, and there's no better time to make sure you're betting with the best. BetDSI is one of the most reliable and profitable online sports books. Bet on the NBA, college basketball, MLB, UFC, NHL, and much more. It's your all-access pass for everything. And not only are there super quick payouts and bonuses, but BetDSI's live feature allows me to watch my team before I even bet. They even match any deposit you make up to $1,000. So play big, win big, and get paid anytime. Plus, when you sign up for BetDSI.com using our code, you'll get an extra 25%. That's 125% bonus. So join the winning team by signing on at BetDSI.com and use promo code WIN101. You'll more than double your bet. So don't leave money on the table. Visit BetDSI.com and use code WIN101. That's BetDSI.com, promo code WIN101, BETDSI.com, code WIN101.
The Blitz, KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Are you ready? Yeah, you think you can tell us what to do? You think you can tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters. Break it down!
You are listening to an ESPN 97.5 road show, live from Twin Peaks on 290 at Pinemont for the Carbach Crawford Bach release. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, hour number two. Won't give out the phone number because we're on location. Won't be taking any phone calls. And, if you missed the first hour, there's no Wi-Fi, so unable to do the text line today, but we managed to muddle through hour number one. You can hit us up on Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Aaron is blitzed, at the producer Nick, at Degenerates975, and you can get us on Facebook. That's the best way to get involved here on a What Are the Odds Wednesday. And if you missed the first hour, very sportsy. A little thronesy at the end.
Yeah.
But pretty much sportsy.
You want some more sports?
Sure. Yep. I also have a story I want to get to at some point here about the dumbest people on the planet.
Oh, okay.
But let's do your sports first.
SportsNot did a story about the 10 riskiest free agents.
Also on my list.
Let's go. I'll read you the list, and you give me 1 to 10 how much of a risk you think they actually are.
Okay, so the higher number meaning higher risk?
10 means that's an extreme risk.
Okay.
Clay Matthews.
8.
Yeah, I think so. I think Clay Matthews is washed.
Yeah.
I feel like the only team I feel like if Green Bay hadn't had him around for so long, they'd be out on him. Green Bay might be the team that brings him back just because they feel loyal to him, but I don't think that dude can play anymore.
I'm with you.
Nick Foles.
Simply because of the money you're going to pay him, I'm going to also go 8. I think he's a pretty safe bet to be a good player for you, but considering how much you're going to have to pay him, if he's not, that really increases the risk to me.
I've got to be honest. I think Nick Foles is a really, really good backup quarterback or a really mediocre starting quarterback, and I know he had a good run. I get it. We've seen it before. Joe Flacco had a good run. I'm telling you now, I don't think Nick Foles is a franchise quarterback. I don't buy it.
And you know, I understand that. I also, it's funny because I was talking about Good Morning Football the other day. One of the guys went through and talked about all the things he's accomplished in his career, including one year where he throws 27 touchdowns and 2 picks. Those for a team record. I can't remember the exact number, 400 and a bunch of yards in a game for the Eagles. Obviously led him to the Super Bowl. Other than his time with the Rams, where every quarterback there sucked under Jeff Fisher,
He's
been pretty good.
Yeah.
Now, does that make him elite? Does that make him a guy who's going to put you over the top? No, but if you're Jacksonville, it's a guy who's better than Blake Bortles.
He is that.
The risk to me is how much you're going to have to pay him because...
But somebody's going to pay him really well.
Yeah, well, and from all indications, it's going to be the Jags. And that being the case, They're up against the cap. If it doesn't work out, then they're bleeped.
Yeah.
So that's why I have the risk number as high as I do on him.
Le'Veon Bell.
Kind of feel like he's same boat for what you're paying him.
I feel like I'm less worried about him.
I know he'll perform, so I'll go 6 or 7.
I mean, I don't think.
But for the money you're paying him, if he doesn't,
My guess is his production drops some, but not a lot. Like, I don't know if he's going to be
I think it depends on
2,000 total yard.
Depends on the team, man. If he's on a team that's got a really good offensive line and a quarterback who's going to dump him the ball out of the backfield a bunch, yeah, he could still put up the same numbers.
But if he signs with Lions or the Jets or, good luck.
Yeah.
Earl Thomas.
Also going to go 7. My main concern with him is injuries the last couple of years. No concern about his ability.
I think he's the best player on this list. I mean, he is.
But
he's
got to
be healthy. Yeah, and there's reasonable concern for that. And he's not a young man.
No,
I mean, this is a.
So, and you're probably going to sign him long term. How many good years are you going to get out of him?
I don't know. It's a good question.
I'm going to go with a 7 on him as well.
Golden Tate.
I think you're going to overpay for him.
So here's the deal with Golden Tate. When Golden Tate was with the Eagles, he wasn't good. And then he got traded by the Lions. And, I mean, it looked like things were going well for him with Detroit. I don't know why Detroit traded him, but he went back downhill once he got to the Eagles. So I think he's another guy like Le'Veon. His success will depend a lot on the offense that he's putting in.
Here's what I think of Golden Tate. I think he is the kind of guy I was talking about for the Texans as a Will Fuller insurance policy. The problem is you're not going to be able – he's going to get more money than what he should, and I don't want him for that. If I could have him as a insurance receiver, I'd take him. I don't know that I want him as a 1 or a 2 on my
team.
That's
fair. Does that mean the Texans should maybe look at him?
Well, I think they should, but he'll cost too much money.
Ziggy Ansah, who this is why I hate the franchise tag. He's been on the franchise tag,
right?
And he got hurt, shoulder injury in December. So now he's going to be turning 30, coming off an injury. I think Ziggy Ansah is a really good player, but now that you've seen him get hurt, there's obvious risk. And if he had been allowed to go out into free agency last year, he would have made some real money.
I still think he'll do okay because I think teams will overlook the shoulder injury. And at his position, 30 is not a death knell. I think he's less of a risk than almost anybody we've mentioned so far.
Here's your boy, Demaryius Thomas.
10.
10 out of 10?
Yeah.
What's a big deal? Coming off an Achilles and then trying to kill somebody with your car? Big deal.
And he was already – looks like he was slowing down. I
could. Not Texans worthy, are you saying?
I don't think, frankly, I don't know any place where he fits right now.
That's an older dude coming off a nasty injury.
Yeah.
And off-season troubles.
And trying to kill somebody.
Yeah, that's not good.
See ya.
Cameron Wake, 37-year-old Cameron Wake.
Cameron Wake would be a perfect fit on a short-term deal for the Patriots, maybe the Chiefs. The guy can still get after the passer. And if you put him on I would be willing to bet a small amount of money. Patriots would be a perfect fit, especially if Flowers is not going to be back. That's the kind of player they sign. And he can still play at 37.
28 sacks over the last 3 seasons.
Solid.
That ain't bad.
That's solid. And I still think he can get you 7 or 8. And if you can do that, I don't think you're going to have to overpay for him because of his age. I think he's a pretty safe play for somebody. I'm going to go 3 on him.
Mike Crabtree.
I'm going to go 8 on him.
Yeah, I'm out on him too. I kind of like Clay Matthews. I think he's just it's done for him. The extent of him being a useful, valuable player in the league.
Yeah,
it's run its course.
He's just a name now. That's all he is.
This is your boy, Ted Bridgewater.
I like to call him Theodore.
Yeah. You've been high on him for a long time.
Yeah, but
are you ready to
here's the
cut
problem.
Your losses?
No, I mean, if I'm looking for a backup quarterback, I would like to have him. I still think that
he's played in 6 games total.
Well, since when?
Since he's been in the league.
Now, he played almost a full season for the Vikings when
did
they made
not.
The playoffs, didn't he?
No.
I'd have to look that up because I don't believe that.
Okay.
I was almost certain he played a full season for them when they got to the playoffs and missed the field goal. So.
Oh, maybe you are right.
Yeah, I am.
Yeah, you're right.
13 games,
yep.
16 games.
Six in the last 2 years since the injury.
Yeah,
sorry.
About to say. Come on, man. Don't disrespect him. Put some respect on his
name.
Sorry,
you're right.
What the hell?
You're right.
Get your facts straight.
Yeah, the numbers are good. I mean, that 1 year, it was nice.
And see, that's where I thought he was on the verge of a breakout season, and then his knee exploded. And so, obviously, you sit out that long. And he didn't look good in his one game with the Saints last year, but... So I don't know. I don't want him as a starter. But as a backup, absolutely I'd love to have the guy. And at some point, you know, if your starter's out for a while, then maybe he gets back to that and you got yourself a pretty good player. But it's hard to say because that was such a devastating injury. And it's a kind where
– And you're right. He did look like garbage in that game last year.
Yeah, I mean, but he hadn't played in so long. So it's hard. It's really hard to judge. But – It's possible he's never going to be the same after that. And everybody said that at the time. It's like this is a devastating injury. He may not make it back. And if he doesn't, then it's kind of sad because I really thought he was about to become a really good player. But as a backup, yes, if there's not really that many places that are desperate for a starter, are there?
I mean,
there's a few, but most of the places we talk about
– Miami.
Yeah, but they're going to tank for Tua, so they don't really want a quarterback.
Well, I mean, maybe they sign him for a one-year deal.
Yeah, but then what happens if he's good and they win some games and they don't get Tua?
Yeah. But Miami, he's young. They suck.
Yeah.
They ain't winning
games. Yeah, but he's also young enough that if that happened, then okay, you got your quarterback.
Right.
So. But, yeah, maybe Washington is a fill-in.
Yeah.
Assuming they draft somebody. I don't know, but I do think – And maybe he goes back to New Orleans. That's not a horrible place for him to be. Sit behind Breeze for a couple more years, and then maybe he gets a shot there when Drew retires.
You know where I think would be a good landing spot for him? Baltimore.
Yeah.
Just in case. Lamar Jackson. Yeah, in case the Lamar Jackson project
blows
was
up.
Fool's gold.
Yeah.
And I think Lamar Jackson's an interesting player. I think the dude can ball, but I also think eventually he's going to get hurt playing like that. And he is – Literally, I mean, he is a horrible thrower. I mean, he's like what Stephen A. Smith thinks Dwayne Haskins is. He's like, he can't throw the football.
Well, the difference is they did a pretty good job using him last year,
yeah.
Not just running.
But do you think that
getting
that's
him out of the pocket and opening up some lanes for him? Because he isn't accurate. He is not accurate.
But do you think now that the league has seen Lamar Jackson – that they make some adjustments and Lamar Jackson becomes significantly less valuable or effective?
I think they make adjustments, but I don't know. Yeah, I don't know that he's going to suddenly be useless.
Okay.
I think that.
But you do agree that there's a possibility of that happening?
There's a possibility that happens.
So bringing in a pro style guy like Teddy Bridgewater in case Lamar Jackson flames out.
But here's the flip side: Lamar Jackson's got another offseason for them to work with him,
That's
for
true.
Him to work on his technique. For them to work on his accuracy.
You ain't fixing that in an offseason. They didn't fix it at Louisville. Lamar Jackson just can't throw. We got to stop with that.
Well, I don't know that I agree with that. I think he's got a good enough arm, and the way they can build that offense around him can mitigate some of those accuracy problems when you can run the ball that way. So I don't know. I mean, if I had to bet one way or the other, I think there'd be a serious regression. But I'm not going to rule out the fact that the guy might actually turn out to be a decent player in the league.
I'm not saying there's no chance of it. I'm just saying if I'm playing the risk game, you know, that's a guy who's got a lot of risk attached to him continuing his success. So if you're looking for someone to pay for a backup quarterback, the Ravens should be in the market for one. Like, I'm saying I don't think the Ravens can – like, last year they had Joe Flacco on the bench, which was – I mean, that's a nice thing to have if your quarterback flamed out. Joe Flacco's gone. I'm saying if you're the Ravens and that's your guy, it's not a good idea to get a seventh-round rookie and just say this is our backup.
I agree. They need a veteran quarterback. And in fact, I think I would – if I were them, I'd be on the phone with Tyrod Taylor, who's going to be a free agent. Bridgewater would be a good one, too. You need a guy like that who's had some starts in the league.
All right. We're out here at Twin Peaks on 290 for the release of the Carbach Crawford Bach, which is you can get it all Twin Peaks. You can get it grocery stores now. Come out here, get yourself a beer, get yourself one of these badass Carbach glasses. And Carbach is great. They're great at everything. They're great at beer, and they're great at putting on shows now, too. Saturday, March 16th, out at the brewery, the Light Circus. Ghostland Observatory and DJ Neon Indian going to be on the stage. And while you're there, you'll get a sneak peek tasting of an upcoming beer out at Carbach. How about that, guys? Grab your tickets today at CarbachBrewing.com. And, of course, stop by that restaurant, guys. It is so good. It's right down the road here on 290. Great menu, diverse menu, and everything on it pairs really well with all the badass beer they've got on the wall there at Carbach. They're open daily 11 to 9 for lunch and dinner. They serve brunch Saturdays and Sundays from 11 to 2, so stop in and check them out. Follow Carbach on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, or pick up your favorite Carbach beer today, or when you're out and about this weekend, ask your bartender to please make it a Carbach.
Is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to an ESPN 97.5 road show live from Twin Peaks on 290 at Pinemont for the Carbach Crawford Bach release. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
Made it.
Yo.
Back on the Blitz.
Dang, you were able to poop and get back on time.
No,
that's impressive.
No, I just
did you wash your hands?
I did. Number one was all. That's
all. Oh.
But, I got hung up talking to Westers and the Silver Eagle guys and everybody else. And then I looked up and I go, I got 1 minute and I really need to go. Can I make it another segment or do I sprint?
Well, one of the Twin Peaks girls said that she heard you from outside the door. So it was pretty
there was somebody
pretty
else
gnarly,
in there.
Apparently.
There was somebody else in there. And
it was the cutest Twin Peaks girl, too. The most scenic view was like, oh, your co-host is in there blowing it up. And I was like, oh.
That's fake news, sir.
That's too bad.
Thank you, Donald Trump.
That's too bad.
I have some of the dumbest people you're ever going to meet.
Okay.
And I think these are the kind of people you will enjoy.
I typically don't enjoy dumb people. But
No, you're going to enjoy them because of what happens to them.
Okay.
They kind of get what they deserve.
Oh, please die in a fire.
No, none of that.
Oh.
Are you familiar with the game Cowboy Pinball?
No.
Apparently, this is something that is sweeping rodeos across the country.
Oh, that's probably why I haven't heard of it. I've missed the rodeo for the last.
Well, they don't do it at this rodeo, but apparently at a lot of the smaller rodeos, this is the kind of thing they do. Apparently, this was at Owensboro, Kentucky, and. The announcer encouraged the stupid people in the crowd to volunteer for Cowboy Pinball. And a chance to win? $100. And basically, you go to certain areas of the arena, and they let a bull loose. And the last person to leave their little circle gets the $100 while the bull runs around and comes after them.
So it's like running of the bulls?
Sort of, except you're just standing there. You're not running with the bulls. You're standing there while the bull is running at you.
And you're just hoping that he doesn't smash you?
Yeah, because if you leave the circle, you don't get the $100. So on this particular one.
What?
Yeah.
Who's playing this? Oh, $100.
Exactly. Well, I told you, stupid people. Basically.
These guys value their lives very, very little.
In this particular one, a bull flipped two men into the air. And rammed a third one into an arena fence. And these people all signed waivers ahead of time that they can't sue even if they die. And this guy and his wife did it. And okay, now this
$100.
Well, this should tell you what a high-end rodeo this was. They left their VIP seats that cost them $28 a piece for VIP. So joined 21 other spectators. So there were 23 idiots.
I think in like normal rodeos, like where you're not basically paying for a Cardi B concert, that's about how much a rodeo ticket costs.
But for VIP?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, if there's no concert.
No. Yeah, I would assume. I don't know. I don't go to a lot of these. So apparently his wife ran out pretty quickly. But 40-year-old said he's a 40-year-old welder from Owensboro with three daughters between the ages of 10 and 14.
And the mom and the dad both got
out
there?
They both did it.
Boy.
He said, I tried to run but couldn't get my feet to move. And here the bull comes, and I thought, okay, it's going to go around me. No, because bulls do that all the time, right?
Yeah, bulls, what they like to do is they charge at you, but then when they realize at the last second you're not going to move, they're like, oh, I better go around him.
Because, yeah.
Like, bulls don't they don't play chicken. Like, no, they're cows. They just run into you.
Says,
dumb animals.
This guy says he got me in the ribs, busted a couple of my ribs, spun me around, throwed me up against the gate. That's what he said, not me. And then he kicked me in my leg. God. Pretty good bruise on that. And amongst all that, I got horned in the butt.
You know why this isn't surprising at all? Because this happened in Kentucky.
But apparently it's happening all over the country. It's become popular. Said as soon as they get me off to the side, they brought my daughter down. My wife came back down there. I told them I was all fine. My 10-year-old started laughing. She thought it was funny.
My old guts was hanging out of me, but I figured I'd be doing all right. Give me an hour or two, it'll heal up. Hey, I'll rub some Bengay on it, and I'll feel all right in the morning.
Heck yeah. Go get me some Evan Williams whiskey. That'll take care of it.
Lord.
A bull owner said,
"That's you got some liquid Band-Aid for this here gore hole?" Come on, dude.
A longtime bull owner said, "That stuff there is just an accident waiting to happen." That's nuts.
That's not an accident.
There's a photo for you right there.
God.
They
could do this with rodeo clowns, like the guys who are paid professionally to do this.
And they'd get $100.
But the rodeo clowns are like, no. Why would I do this for $100?
No.
That's dumb.
Apparently, they're used across the country to help spice up bull ridings and rodeos, especially in smaller markets.
As if watching people ride a giant bull wasn't spicy enough.
Despite the risk, there are no shortage of volunteers, a promoter in Missouri said. He gets no fewer than 6 volunteers for each of about a dozen cowboy pinball events he stages each year. We could do some math on that, but we don't need to. Those are stupid people. Tons of crazy people out there, he said. I'm a retired professional bullfighter, and that's still probably the only way I would do it, with some Pendleton whiskey, of course. And then the guy, the genius from earlier, says, there were quite a few of them in there that did not act like they had their stuff together. I mean, when you're in a bull ring with a 2,000-pound animal and you get down in a football stance like you're going to tackle him and wave to him like, come on. Normal people don't do that without a little, how can I say it, liquid courage. Just say they were drunk.
And of course, you would think there's some kind of backlash on this guy if he's getting drunk people to sign contracts.
Well, I know. And
I try to sue him anyway.
Here's another one. Katie Cook, who participated with her fiancé. So apparently women are into this too. And $100, right? That's a lot of cheap whiskey. Everybody said, the announcer says, everybody get out your phones and video cameras to tape the stupid people that are down here doing this.
God. Well, R.I.P. to your ribs,
yeah.
At least.
The,
probably should have just died.
The video footage from...
let the average IQ in this country go up a little bit.
A lot, actually. Because the average here is about 5.
Ugh.
But, yeah.
Shame.
The video's been viewed 375,000 times. This is my favorite quote. People were saying that we're hillbillies or rednecks, we're idiots or this or that.
Yeah, that's me saying that.
that's also...
I stand by that.
You know what? I'm going to say... Also saying that, but as far as my employers or anything like that, nah. Even my boss come out and was talking to us and said, you know, if I was y'all's age, I probably would have done the same thing.
Your boss,
He says, you know, it was just kind of an adventurous deal, kind of a bucket list thing. You know, hey, we've never done this. Let's try
Being trampled by a bull is on your bucket list?
Well, guess what? That if you die, your list is checked off, right?
I guess so.
There's
hey,
that.
Man. That.
That's what I'm saying. Hey, tell you guys about Man Centers. And I've been telling you for a while about the Y Factor presented by Man Centers, where if you've got low testosterone, they can hook you up. And I'm not talking about the synthetic injections that can damage fertility and cause dependency and long-term health issues and even shrinkage. I'm talking about helping your body start producing its own testosterone, again, naturally. And if you've got maybe too much testosterone, you don't want to have a baby, have a vasectomy. And now's the time to do it, by the way. The best time to schedule your vasectomy is like the Wednesday before the tournament starts. So those Thursday, Friday games, you want to be off from work, just have a vasectomy on Wednesday. You're going to get Thursday and Friday off. You can watch all the games. This is the right time to do it. And the Y Factor presented by Man Centers. Now booking appointments. They've got three locations, Katy Freeway in Campbell, the Memorial area in Houston, off 249 in Tomball, and now open in Webster. So stop on in. Give them a call, 832-358-8600 to book your appointment, or go to mancenters.com to book it online. It's the Y Factor presented by Man Centers, helping men lead better, more fulfilling lives.
You are listening to an ESPN 97.5 Road Show, live from Twin Peaks on 290 at Pinemont for the Carbach Crawford Bach release. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz.
You're looking live, folks,
from Twin Peaks
on 290.
Lots of cool blitzers here.
The Crawford Bach release from Carbach.
If you haven't had it, you should.
And by the way, you guys are a bunch of drunks because they've already run out of the damn glasses. They had to go out to the car and get more glasses because
really?
You guys are drinking too much. Slow it down, boys.
No, don't slow it down. Keep drinking Crawford Bach.
Okay, fine.
Have a second or third one. You're not getting a second or third glass.
No, one glass per person.
One glass per person.
You greedy SOBs.
Yeah, there's probably somebody back there saying, yeah, I'm going to have about six of them, and then I'll have six glasses in my house.
A dining set?
I'll never have to buy another glass.
For when the company comes over.
That's right. When my friends who play cowboy pinball come over, I'll have glasses for them.
Hey, did you see the Cowboys saying they have no interest in Earl Thomas or Landon Collins or Eric Weddle, for that matter?
Yeah, I find that a little odd.
They basically have said that the price is going to be too high on those guys, and that's not what they're looking for. They're looking for a cheap alternative at safety.
Well, you know what? There's going to be some guys that after those big names go that are pretty solid players that you'll be able to get cheaper.
Earl Thomas says he wants to be the highest paid safety. I love Earl Thomas. I think Earl Thomas is so good. But honestly, if I had to pick one guy to give a bunch of money to right now.
Landon Collins?
I'd pick Landon Collins
over
Earl Thomas.
I mean,
because I'm about paying what you got ahead of you instead of what you got behind you. Like, what you've accomplished doesn't really mean much to a new team.
I saw a story that there's a good chance that Richard Sherman's trying to get Earl Thomas to go to San Francisco.
I bet he is.
And they've got money.
They do have money.
So that would be an interesting fit.
But, and that'd be an FU to the Seahawks, too.
Yeah. But, I like Landon Collins a lot. And, yeah, to me, he's the best guy on the market. Like, if the Texans were going to say, well, all right, we're not going to re-sign Matthew, but we're going to pay Landon Collins, I'd be fine with that. Because highest-paid safety, you're not talking about defensive end money.
No.
And those guys have an impact. Hey, let's do another giveaway at 5:40, okay? Another four tickets for Sam Houston Race Park Saturday night from 7 until 9, and a free buffet. You get the four tickets. You get to come out, and I'll give you winners. And, you know, if you want lessons on how to bet, stuff like that, I'll do that. That's all part of the deal. So at 5:40, caller number four. You're going out.
Let's see. Highest paid safety as of now, Eric Berry.
$13 million, right?
$13 million, $42.5 million for 3 years.
Yeah, I only worry about the yearly cap hit on those things. I would say I'd pay $15 million for Landon Collins. He's worth it.
Yeah. Boy, those guys, but they're both going to get paid. I mean, you're talking about two of the five best safeties in the league. So,
yeah.
But I'd probably want to pay the younger guy who's got more. He's got more in the windshield.
See, if I'm the Texans and I can keep Matthew for 12, 13, I'm okay with that. But, yeah, if I had an opportunity to get Collins for, say, 15, I'd do that too.
Would you rather pay Matthew 13 a year or Collins 15 a year?
I'd rather pay Collins 15, but you know, that's if he wants to even come here.
What about Earl Thomas 15?
I think I'm passing on Earl Thomas. If I can get one of those other two guys, I'd rather have them. And that's not any disrespect to him as a player, because I love him.
Yeah,
but the Ed Reed
signing was, it's scary. It's a red flag, and I'm not saying that Earl Thomas would be Ed Reed, but there's always that possibility.
There's the age and the injury factor, and you paid him a bunch of money
for what he's accomplished in the past.
Right, and I think I'd rather, and I know they're trying to bring back Matthew. Although I see the Ravens are planning to make a push for him, which may be why they dump Weddle, but. If I'm the Texans, that's my first priority. Try to bring him back. If not, I throw a bunch of money at Landon Collins.
Yeah.
And I think Collins is more of the kind of player that Romeo Crennel's looking for in terms of size and things like that.
I think one of the things that Collins does is he covers up for other flaws in the secondary.
Yeah, and you have to game plan for him.
Yeah.
So there's a little birthday celebration going on here.
Yeah.
Aaron.
Yes, there is.
You going to tell us whose birthday it is?
It is my mother's birthday.
Your mom's birthday?
My mom's birthday today.
Is she what, 29?
Something like that.
Well, happy she decided she wanted scenic views for her birthday. So she said, I'm going to go to Twin Peaks for my birthday. I'm going to ogle the women.
And drink some Crawford Bock.
Smash some Carbock. And just see where the night takes me. Is that what she said?
Pretty much.
What
this is actually my grandparents' idea for them to show up, because they all, my whole family is from this side of town.
Your
so.
Grandma's into scenic views too?
Apparently.
I like your family.
I'm almost, your grandpa's got to be into scenic views.
I'm pretty sure.
Every grandpa is into checking out hot chicks. Like, that's, it wouldn't be a grandpa otherwise. And like when grandpas do it, you kind of just have to shrug it off, because it's like, that guy's lived a full life.
Yeah.
Let him be. Let him do what he wants to do. That's what I always said about my grandpa. I was like, if my grandpa wants to go cussing all over, what are you going to do? He's an old man. If he wants to come in here and check out the scenic views, let him check them out.
I'm going to die soon. I need to see as much as I can.
I don't think they like you saying that part.
Well,
but
I mean.
Well, listen, I'm talking about me. What do you mean? I'm not a grandpa, but I'm grandpa age.
You are.
So, you know. I mean.
Did you get your mom a present?
We're giving it to her on Sunday, because that's when we're actually celebrating.
Ah.
So this
was
a fake
all spur of the moment.
There's balloons. It's a
yeah,
real
that,
celebration.
Yeah, that was what my wife did spur of the moment.
Oh, okay.
Ah.
So no birthday cake?
No. Not today.
What's going to happen after this? Are you guys going to go for more scenic views?
Probably not. I'll stick around for a good half hour.
Go to the men's club down the street?
I think they closed that one down.
Oh, that was the Gold Cup.
Gold Cup?
That was demolished three, 4 years ago.
Okay.
Is there no strip club on 290 now?
I think further in.
Yeah, there's one further in, I think. I don't know. Back in the early days of Sam Houston Race Park, just hypothetically speaking, if we hit something really big.
That's where you would celebrate.
There would be a celebration at the Gold Cup.
Wasn't there a strip club in your book?
Yes.
Was that based on the Gold Cup?
No, that was actually based on a place we went to in Reno when we were my friend Jeff.
Because there's no strip club by Sam Houston, so I was like,
no. Well, that was the closest one, but the one in the book is more based on a place we went to in Reno when we were both stoned.
Okay.
And I'm seeing these bodies like swaying and stuff, and so that whole scene sort of just popped into my head.
And it turns out they were dudes.
No, they were not dudes.
Oh, okay. That would have been
awkward. That was one. Okay, I can tell it now because he's no longer with us.
R.I.P. Jeff.
But my buddy Jeff, that night we're there, and he bets me $500 that he can take home two of the strippers and not pay for them.
Okay.
And he was, it was like me. He was not a handsome. But he could talk his way into anything.
How much did you guys won?
We had both cashed in a poker tournament, and we had about 10 grand on us.
Yeah.
So
you could. You don't, it doesn't matter how you look. You could flash that around.
Yeah. Well, but the whole point was he
you don't have to pay for it. All you got to do is show her you got it.
He couldn't pay for it, and we couldn't spend more than $100 on dances.
Oh.
That was the rule.
Well, that makes it tough.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I kind of felt like I was the favorite in this. And I get a text from him the next morning and says, come meet him for breakfast, and he's got them both draped on, two of them draped on him, and I'm just looking at
him. Was your friend Jeff a Coke dealer?
No, not a Coke dealer. None of that.
I don't know how he did it then.
He had the greatest line of BS of any human being I've ever known, so I just peeled off the 500 right there and said, okay, you win.
Yeah, I took a stripper home once when I was in the Army at the Cat West right outside Fort Campbell. Hottest stripper in the place, and she had a C-section scar. So that was it's a big win for me.
Yeah. Well, could be worse.
I can't remember her name. I can remember that scar, though.
Yeah.
She had fake boobs and a C-section scar.
Pretty bad that you can remember a scar and you can't remember her name.
Yeah. But I had won like a I had won. When I joined the Army, I got a $12,000 bonus for joining the infantry, which I wanted to do anyway, but like I guess I was smart. Like when you take the ASVAB test, I was smart enough that they were like, you could do whatever job you want. And that's the job I picked. And they were like, oh, well, that comes with a $12,000 bonus. Because I wanted to be a Marine. That was like my original plan. Yeah. But then the Army was like, we'll give you 12 grand. We'll guarantee you airborne school and ranger school. We'll let you pick where you go. And I was like, what about you, Marines? Can you do this? And they were like, no, we don't do that. So I ended up joining the Army. And that led me to the Cat West, the beautiful Cat West.
Scarball's in the house.
All nude on the Kentucky side of the border.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I've never been to an all-nude.
BYOB, all nude. Not ideal. I mean, I prefer the a little to the imagination, but you have to be 21 to get in those clubs. Yeah. That was on the Tennessee side of the border. And I was only 18, so I couldn't even get in.
I think it's probably been 16, 17 years since I've been in a strip club.
Really?
Yeah.
I used to do my show from strip clubs in Austin all the time.
Yeah, and that was because that was Jeff's thing. Whenever I'd hang out with him, we'd always go because, you know, that was part of his deal. Then I remember he offered me double or nothing the next night if I could do it, and I'm like, not a chance in hell.
Zero chance.
Yeah, not under those circumstances. Because if it were just a matter of, hey, I'll pay him, even if it costs more just to win the bet, then yeah, I'd do it. But anyway, good times back in the old days. All right, I got one more giveaway for you guys, if that's okay.
Yeah.
ESPN 97.5 and House of Blues Houston want to send you to the Ice Cube concert on Thursday, March 14th at House of Blues. You're going to win a pair of tickets to see the show. The long-awaited Ice Cube concert is almost sold out, so get your tickets now at LiveNation.com. So at 5:50, caller 5.
I'm so bummed I can't go to the Ice Cube show. I'd like to go, man. I love Cube.
Yeah, I've never seen him, so I would probably go out for that just to do it.
Is there music playing?
I think
so. Remember the other day we were talking about guys who are going to be dead before you can see them again?
Yeah.
I've added another one to my list. I got to ask you if you've seen this guy. We'll do it on the other side.
Okay. Yeah, there's something else I wanted to get to, too, about dead people. All right. Quick break. Don't go anywhere. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. I'm keeping Mars.
Well, it could just be ours. This is The Blitz.
Don't you get it?
On ESPN 97.5. You are listening to an ESPN 97.5 Road Show, live from Twin Peaks on 290 at Pinemont for the Carbach Crawford Bach release. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hey guys, if you haven't picked up the greatest gambling novel ever written, go to JesusAndNovel.com, available on Apple Books.
Pardon me.
Nook, Burp, Kindle, print, and audio. So, and all-star cast of the audio. Jermaine Every as Lewis. We had John Granato as Michael. Holly Seymour as Mary. And my son did a couple chapters. And heard Holly on today talking about her tattoos with John and Raheel. So, all right. What were you going to throw at me here before we get to the gym of the day?
Oh, well, go ahead. Let's do the gym of the day first.
Well, I have to call it up on my phone. That's why I was hoping to.
So, what do you know about inclusion body myositis?
Nothing.
Okay, this is apparently an inflammatory. I guess basically what it does is it weakens the muscles in the wrists and fingers and those at the front of the thigh. Trouble with gripping and frequent stumbles are...
Okay, that's me after a bunch of drinks.
Right. So apparently there's only like 20,000 known cases of this. And guess who's got it? Peter Frampton.
Really?
Yeah. So I don't know if Peter Frampton's dying. I don't think it kills you. It sounds a lot like Lou Gehrig's disease.
Yeah, it sounds.
But
hideous.
It doesn't kill you, I think. So, but it is going to keep him from, like, eventually he's not going to be able to play the guitar anymore. Mm. So he is doing a farewell tour. He calls it the finale tour. I heard it. I heard this on Stern today. Frampton was on Stern. We couldn't get Frampton on our show. So I just had to hear him. I had to hear his interview and then report the news that Peter Frampton has IBM, which I didn't even know was a disease. I just thought it was a computer company.
Yeah.
And he is doing his farewell tour. He's got like 40-something dates planned. And one of them, I know you won't want to go because it's at Cynthia Woods.
Yeah, forget that.
But September 21st in the Woodlands, playing with Jason Bonham's Led Zeppelin.
Ooh. I like that. But band that he had, Bonham.
Yeah.
That was a good band. They had some good songs. I might go. I mean, I've seen Peter Frampton.
Oh, I have not.
But,
so he's,
I might. Yeah, that one I might be interested in.
I feel
in.
Like I have to go.
Yeah, you know what? I might go. I'm going to rent a limo or something, though.
Okay.
I'll call Black Horse.
There you go.
I'll do that. But, yeah, depending on what else is going on then, because it is September. We're usually busy. The other thing, did you see that picture that Luke Perry's daughter tweeted out of him?
No.
Yeah, for a guy who was so handsome, he looked bad at the end. He had to have something really, really wrong.
Well, he had a stroke.
Well, I know, but there had to be something that led to the stroke.
You got a picture of him?
I'll get it in a minute.
Okay.
Because right now I have my gem of the day.
Okay,
up,
do your gem of the day.
All right, this is the Zadok Jewelers gem of the day.
Well, it's
the
so loud.
Gem of the day. It's the gem Thank of the you. Day. The Zadok Jeweler gem of the day.
Of course, we go to Florida.
Florida, man.
We're a 33-year-old Florida woman.
Florida woman.
That's what she looks like.
Okay.
Okay, yeah, she's kind of got the crazy look. Which,
yeah.
You know.
She looks like she'd cut up all your clothes if you broke up with her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, here's what she did. She was...
Light your guitar on fire.
Stop. We don't need those memories.
Flush your meth down the toilet if you were Florida man.
Yeah, well, I'm not Florida man, thankfully. Well, there was a recent incident where she hit and run another vehicle.
That's not good.
Pulls over into the parking lot. The guy pulls in behind her and wants to see her insurance papers. So he said, I don't have insurance, but I would be happy to service you.
Oh.
Apparently,
what was the damage to the car?
It doesn't say how bad the damage was, but...
Because I would feel like if it was just like a scratch, there's something that we could negotiate
but
here.
Here's the better part.
But if my bumper's hanging off,
Here's the better part. She was wearing only a bikini when she made this offer.
Boy, this is a tempting deal.
And as soon as he said no, she took off. Sheriff's deputies responded and said the man had been struck by a Honda van. He provided the license number.
She drives a minivan? Is this a mom?
Said the woman driving the van appeared to be intoxicated and was wearing only a bikini. They pulled into a Circle K parking lot, of course.
That's irresponsible.
Yeah.
I'm not here to judge, but that doesn't sound like there's a lot of responsibility.
Well, this same lady made the news in December when she was arrested for getting into a hair-pulling match with her sister. She was hammered that night, too. Here is my favorite part.
This chick likes to party,
Would you like to know the woman's name?
Yeah.
Carrie Head. Not a made-up story. Not a made-up name.
I don't carry insurance, but I always carry head.
Yes. which I just think makes that perfect. That's a perfect Florida story, and that is your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The gem of the day. It's the gem of the day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
I just want to give you a heads up. I don't have any insurance.
I might have a hard time saying no to her.
Yeah.
I guess I'd have to see what she looked like in the bikini because they just showed her face shot.
If you don't accept this offer, I'm going to head out of here.
You're way ahead of the game, Mr. Hoffman.
Oh,
I didn't rehearse. We didn't rehearse any of that. That just happened. All right. Do we have Laura on the phone here or no? Oh, awesome. Because, I mean, I love telling you about Innovative Lasers of Houston, but I like it much, much better when Laura Alexis tells you about Innovative Lasers of Houston. And I was in there the other day and just missed you, Laura, but tell the people how it works and how you guys are changing people by helping them get rid of unwanted fat.
Well, we use a combination of things, but one of the key ingredients that we do use is the use of the Zirona laser. Now, the Zirona laser is FDA-approved. It's a laser that creates little tiny microscopic tears into the fat cells. And when that happens, the fat cells shrink. When that happens, then you shrink. So it's a very simple procedure. It's non-invasive. The laser offers no downtime, no swelling, no bruising, no pain, no heat, no cold. So that's what makes it very remarkable. Patients come in on they come in on a lunch break and leave inches thinner. We guarantee 3 to 11 inches in just 2 weeks. So the results are phenomenal.
Yeah, and you're going to have more energy, and you're going to feel better about yourself. And I told about it the other day. After doing it, I went out and ran my fastest 5K split in 3 years. I mean, just getting that extra weight off has made such a difference. And you guys have a great deal for the people right now, right?
Yes, we do. We're actually offering over half off. So typically the special, the transformation package is $2,400. But right now for ESPN listeners, it's over half off at $1,000. And that includes treatment, and we'll go ahead and if you're one of the first 100 callers, throw in an additional 3 sessions for free. So it's a total of 9 treatments for $1,000. It's a phenomenal special that we're having only for the listeners right now.
Yeah, and that 3 to 11 inches is real. I lost 7 inches. I ran into a blitzer yesterday who told me he was doing it and he was already seeing fantastic results. So make sure you mention ESPN 97.5. And the consultation's free, right?
Yeah, it's a free consultation. Come on in, and you'll talk to me or one of the consultation specialists that will go over very, very analytical scan that will tell us, you know, what your needs are. It'll also tell us, you know, where most of the fat is carried, and you know, pretty much take care of all your goals and target areas. The number to call is 281-888-3094. Again, it's 281-888-3094, and we're only giving away this special for the first 100 callers. So it's over half off, guys, so, take advantage of this special that we're offering.
Yeah, it's fantastic special, and give them a call now or go to InnovativeLasersOfHouston.com. It worked for Laura. It's worked for me. It's working for a lot of other people. Go and check it out. Laura, thanks for checking in.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.